Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hi there, everybody. Glad to have you with us.
Yes, forgot my handy dandy microphone. Yes. Well, we're glad to have you with us, blog talkers and our Facebookers. How many of you had fun today with Facebook and Instagram and Meta or something like that? I did. My Facebook would not accept a password from me, or love nor money, as they used to say years ago.
I didn't bring my glasses either.
Uh-oh. Well, you could sneak out. Don't look at the man by the curtain. Anyway, yes, could not get it to work. And then it was like, ta-da. So I hear we weren't the only ones. It was actually in the news today. So, yeah, that was kind of fun. It was weird, though, because I could get it on my phone, but I could not get it on the computer. And Jim's was just fine. So, yeah, well, I had to get a brand new password. The biggest problem is, I couldn't get the security code. It took a long time, like 2-3 hours. So I guess it was some kind of big glitch, but they got it all taken care of and restored. Well, hello there, Miss Ole. Yes, glad to have you with us. And Jim's going to be back right now. Did you remember your phone, too?
I checked on
it. Oh, okay. Are we good?
Yeah, everything's good. Sounds good.
We are good. I don't know about the rest of you because most of you are also global. My daffodils decided to, well, they're Easter lilies. They decided to bloom way before Easter.
Oopsie.
So I guess they're being a little premature in their calculation, but they're pretty anyway, so... Anyway, Jim's back. Remember, we're using ordinary playing cards, as I'm showing to the Facebook crowd. We're using ordinary playing cards. Whoa. And that was a three of hearts, which indicates remorse, regret. So just in case y'all were wondering. Ordinary playing cards. So not to be confused with... tarot, oracle cards, or any of the other systems that are out there, okay? This one really does basically stand on its own and doesn't need any help from other decks, except we do like to give you an oracle card at the completion of your reading with me. So we'll get to that. I also want to mention that I'm using a full 24-card reading layout for each of your questions. Well, I guess for each of your calls is more accurate. And I prefer to use that. It's the classic one that I use with all of my clients. The thing is, when they are on the clock with me, they get as many layouts as we can configure. And also due to the number of questions they want to bring to the session. So here, it's best to bear in mind, this is a sample of personal prophecy. So it's not going to give you, the full enchilada that you may want in terms of insight, but it'll give you quite a bit. So I look forward to getting with you here in a couple minutes. going to bring Jimbo on the scene, and he's going to fill you in.
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind all the folks that are joining us tonight in various platforms. There's many of them, so I will not list them, but if you are international, let us know at any time, and we'll give you a live international shout-out, like we are going to do right now to Ole, who's in Lebanon, I believe. International shout-out. And others will join us, and others shall get their shout-outs as they arrive. It doesn't have to be at the beginning.
Yeah, and they're not any more special than anybody else. We just want them to feel a little special for staying up until this ungodly hour where they are to be able to catch our show.
For some folks.
Yeah.
Some are in the same time zone. Some are in the other side of the world, and it's not an ungodly hour.
No, it's a beautiful morning.
Yep.
That's a song, you know. I'm not singing it, but it starts out, what a beautiful morning. Or it's
oh, what a beautiful morning.
No, that's not it.
Oh, what a beautiful day. That is one, though.
Yes. Well, I really compliment you on having the gonads to be able to sing.
There's other ones, too, beautiful day.
Yeah.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement is true. I tested the phone lines and listened to the show. It sounded great. If you ever join us and you have silence for even a small extended period, something's wrong, hang up, call back. There's always music or stuff. There's always stuff going on, right? Stuff.
Stuff?
Yes. Facebookers. If we get gaps, and it happens, if we get some call gaps, some slack in the call list, we will turn to you folks. So, just got to hang out. We can't promise anything when, where, or not. But you'll be the first to know, and we'll give instructions at that moment. When you folks hear the sound of the harps, though, that means that the free reading you are receiving is coming to an end. So just let it do that, please. Let it end. It's not time to – it's not like there's a quick 10-second, oh, my God, I got to get a whole bunch more questions and discussion. And no. Please respect it. International shout-out to Rachel on the other side of the world.
And
speak
look
of
what
that.
She said.
In Australia.
You'll have to check that out. Is it really International Naked Day?
I didn't see that on the thing.
It could be, though.
It could be. I didn't see it on there.
Yeah,
I didn't
be.
See it on the list where we go to. So when you hear the harps, the reading end, and then stand by, though, before we move on. We're going to give you a single card. And today it will be the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card. I shall pull you a single card out, and Archangel Michael shall have a message for you. All right. I'm not done, actually.
Yeah, but before I lose it, and I may. Rachel, did you all have trouble in, you know, Oz with the deal with Facebook, Instagram?
You know, not everybody did. I didn't.
Yeah, not everybody did. My sister
right.
in Minnesota, Catherine here did.
I had no problem.
I was down, you know.
One, everything was fine except on either my computer or my phone, all it said was, you got to log in. So I hit log in, and it went right through. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to type a password. But
just curious.
And then I don't remember which platform, if that was my
she
phone or my
anything,
Facebook.
She didn't notice anything, so.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Chris said she had issues.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right, let's see what we got here. We have, this is interesting. One here. This is Multiple Personality Day.
Oh, yeah.
Got to have that.
All of mine were very much, very much in league with that for today.
National Cheese Doodle Day. The cheese doodles are good.
Oh, I only like those. What are the ones with the
puffy ones or the crunchy ones? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
The crunchy ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm here, but yeah.
No, they're so good with milk.
National Potty Dance Day. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Come on, Jim, show us.
Oh, hey, everybody's got their own. When you gotta go, you gotta go. It's usually a potty dance thing. Yes, indeed, and that's some big stuff there. All right. They did not see on here the International Naked Day, but hey, every day could be International Naked Day. So
it really can.
Right. That's how you're born into this world. You are not born with clothing. So So.
What's the name of that great big outdoor world place?
Outdoor World Place.
Well,
all right, folks, there you go. There's your clue.
I was going to mention, did any of you get to see the picture of the man who jumped into their big aquarium naked? I don't think he had enough to be bragging about, if you know what I mean. But that was that place where they have all the camping and the hunting and...
You're like trying to give the most vague clues there is known to mankind.
All
you're
right,
trying to make it as hard as possible to get something.
It's right on the left. Big. It's almost near where that Boot Scoot and restaurant is.
You know how many tunnels we have here in the Hampton Roads,
Deb? We take to the other side.
Okay, well, when you come out in Hampton from here, there's nothing like that to the left.
Well, then I'll just have to drive.
There's nothing like that to the left. There's nothing. When you come out of the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel and you're in Hampton, the only thing that's possibly to your left, you can get off and go to the Virginia Air and Space Museum. Downtown Hampton's around there. There's nothing. There's no aquariums.
You've got it's not the scope. What else is, what is that big attitude, that big?
Well, that's down further to the right is the Hampton Coliseum.
Yeah. And across the street from it is that outdoor world. I don't know what it's called.
You're thinking, that's, yes, you're thinking of the place that's in that, what's not across the street. And women give guys shit about asking for directions.
Sorry.
She called that place across the street. That's not across the street. That's on a different road. That's on Power Plant Parkway. That's where the NASCAR grill used to be. It's like Outdoor World, right?
Outdoor World. That's what I said.
But you made it sound like that big Outdoor World, like that wasn't the name. It's this big Outdoor World. I'm like, what do you mean Outdoor World?
I thought
World?
It had a different name, like...
It is. It's Bass Pro Shop.
That's it.
But I'm just saying, I think it's Bass Pro and Outdoor World. They throw a bunch of different names in there. So, all right. Well, I didn't even know they had a big aquarium. They had a big aquarium
here.
In that one?
It wasn't here.
Oh.
They had some kind of thing.
That was probably the one maybe in Richmond.
Yeah.
I think that's where they started from, and that one is supposed to be like a giant, like almost the size of a mall, they say, the size of that Bass Pro Shop.
I think he got in trouble.
Yeah. 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 You're not supposed to be swimming with the fishies. And one of them, I watched a one of those like crime shows. Or maybe it was around somewhere. Somebody was stealing fish out of one of those places. And I think they got caught. I think that might have been that same one many, many months ago.
Wow.
Yep. Yep. They were taking the fish out. Somehow they confiscated the fish and they got caught somehow. I don't remember.
It
wouldn't
be with one of the fishing poles they have around there.
I don't think. Nah, they weren't catching them the sportsman way. I think they probably netted them and
Thank
bagged
you.
Them up.
Temu.
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 Temu, 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 Temu. No, it is Temu.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, they were talking about that on the radio, too. Everybody was assumed it was Temu until, like, finally, like, one of the commercials, they actually said it. I think it was the Super Bowl. They said they actually, hey, it's Temu. And it's like, oh, well, you guys might want to say that when you first become a company so everybody knows how to pronounce your damn name.
I read in some sort of financial journal that Temu is really giving Amazon a run for its money. In terms of gadgets and, you know, clothing, that sort of thing.
Yeah. You don't, the delivery's not as fast.
Well, no.
Not even close.
It's coming from China. What do you think?
And that's another problem. Yeah.
Those children need jobs, Jim.
I don't think it's a lot of children in China. They got plenty of adults there that are in labor getting child's wages, so... International shout out to Laura in Canada, neighbor to the north. Alrighty. I believe it is time, Deb. Time has come.
I think it's going to be time right now.
The time is now. Area code 216 in Ohio. 216, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing great.
Marvelous, yeah. Marvelous.
Yeah, we're doing very good. This is Sharon, in case those of you are wondering.
It is.
Because they like,
kind of.
They like, They like to keep track of Facebook.
International shout out to Jen, who is somewhere. I think he might still be in Costa Rica. I don't know.
Costa Rica. Yes, hello, everybody. And to you, Sharon, how are you doing with this snowless winter?
Yeah, well, it rained today. It was 60 degrees out. Absolutely beautiful. I love it. Absolutely beautiful.
It is nice.
We had monsoons yesterday, literally like monsoons.
Oh, it was real.
It was smoking pouring. I would open up that door to let the dogs in and out, and the wind happened to be blowing, so blew the rain right in through the door, the back door.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's nice. That's even great. I got wet dogs coming in and actual rain coming in. That's wonderful.
This probably would have been a snow day.
Well, if that would have been cold, it would have been beautiful.
It would have.
All right. Back to Sharon.
All right, Sharon, tell us.
I have a question. Something today at work, you know that one woman, I haven't talked about her in a long time. You've been reading me for a while. You know that one lady that, you know the one. Well, every once in a while I do have to have contact with her with questions sometimes. So today I did. You know what she said to me?
No.
She said, oh, Sharon, she says, there's a job. You should look at it. There's another person I guess she was talking to. She said you'd be the perfect fit. My question to you is, there's got to be, why would she do that? There's got to be something wrong with it. Now I'm leery. I don't trust it. So what's up with her? Can you pick up anything on it?
Sure.
She said that there's got to be something wrong.
Well, is it within your business, your organization?
Yeah.
Your area of responsibility?
It's in the company, and the girl, the other girl is really nice. I absolutely adore her. I just don't know why she would tell me this unless there's something wrong. It's always about her. So can you pick up anything on that? I know it's a crazy question.
No.
That's
crazy
actually that is a good question.
Yeah.
There's not crazy about that at all. That's
what's she up
very
to?
Good, that's a very good, it's a very good use of the cards that a lot of people don't think that they can ask about, but you can.
Well, you're not working with him. You don't work
I would be working with her initials J. Her initials J.
Okay.
Thank
is it
you, sweetie.
For Jackpot, maybe?
I don't understand her angle, why she would do that. I don't know.
All right.
That's right. You can never trust the enemy.
I know.
Yep. Even when they, like, do things out of character that are nice, you're like, there's got to be something to that. That's crap, you know,
I know.
When they do that.
So awful to be like, yes.
It's sad, but you know what? Those people have made their own bed. That's why we assume they're doing up to something bad. Oh, here we go.
She did it simply out of being nice.
Really? Did she get hit on the head or anything?
No, but she thinks it would be a good job for you.
Oh.
So maybe she's had an epiphany. I don't know.
Wow. Well, maybe
trust you to your opinion. I really do. Well, the girl that she said in the department, the other woman is a sweetheart. I get along with her really, really. When she said a baby, she's a little cutie pie. So I know I don't have a problem with anybody but her. But she was generally being nice. Oh my goodness, did she change her ways?
That's what I'm wondering. If she's had maybe just not working with you anymore, maybe and something in her personal life has changed. Maybe she's got a better antidepressant that she's taking. I mean, there's no way to know except that she's being genuine, absolutely genuine.
Isn't that crazy? Should I post for this job? It's not even, probably won't even show until a day or two.
I think you should. Why not? What have
I
you
know.
Got to lose?
Thank you.
And the trouble is, if you're doing really well where you are, they don't like there looks like it's more money. But they don't like to give you up so easily, you know, where you're at if you're a star performer. But they aren't going to want you leaving either. So I think you have a very strong possibility of getting this. Seriously.
Wow. And, you know, it's funny. I told her today, I said, about this job. I don't know why she did that. I said, well, I love my bosses. My bosses are wonderful here, and I'd make more money on the incentives and on the overtime more than I made in our department. I had to tell her that. Was I nasty to say that? But I do. It's the truth.
No, I think it's fine.
Okay.
I do.
I wasn't
and
trying
you never know. Maybe she found religion or something spiritual that she's now making up for her own transgressions. So I would give her the benefit of the doubt from what I see. And wouldn't it be kind of ironic if you get this job, which is wonderful.
I know,
Marks. Yeah.
Can you understand someone? What people are so complicated. Aren't they?
They are. Yeah, they really are. They're like it's about vaginas. They're all like snowflakes, but I think people are too.
You just made a jump to genitals. We're talking.
You know,
we're having a legitimate conversation, and you made a genital jump.
Yeah, I think it works.
You made a comment about Temu. Is that website?
Yes.
Temu. Yep.
I'm afraid to order something. I wanted to get T-shirts for the summer. They have T-shirts that say like "Behind Good Vibes." I'm blessed. I love their T-shirts. Half the price, but there's these legal. I'm so afraid to order off there.
I was afraid to do it myself. So I was getting after my sister, and she said, "You can't make a comment until you try it." She said, "There's nothing wrong with this."
I'm getting
a whole bunch of new shirts. I've gotten a bunch of new blouses. I mean, I don't think there's anything evil about it.
No, you mean they're advertising everywhere. They're on. They did this. I think they had a Super Bowl commercial even.
But they have a
people.
Lawsuit. They have a big lawsuit now saying that when you open up their app, they can see everything on your phone because they're in China. They can see everything. They can even camera you in if they want to. That was on the news a couple days ago. You should look up Temu. Look up Temu on Google and put news, and you'll hear this. It was all big on the news. That's why I'm so afraid to order from there. Look that up, because since you ordered from there. But
yes.
I have some in my cupboard. I just haven't crossed the rainbow yet to do it.
They can look at all the information I have on my phone. I got nothing there.
Yeah, I don't have anything either.
Do you want to look at me on camera? Boy, you must have a boring fucking life if you're looking at me on camera. That's all I got to say about that.
I know. But they can compromise you. That's the only reason why I said that. But yes,
yeah,
I
but you know, all
experience.
Just about
I'm glad
every,
to hear that.
Just about every app you put on your phone, there is a lot of risk associated
with it.
And you can Google. There's other apps that have actually a lot more access than they need. There's a lot of them
that have a lot more access
to stuff than they need. There's a lot of them out there, not just that one. That one's probably in the spotlight because they're such a big, giant money-making company. But there's other apps out there that also have access to stuff they don't need to, like personal pictures.
They do free returns, and I've been getting free shipping on everything. The jewelry.
You like the stuff. Yeah.
That's crazy. I would watch the sizing because you have to go big.
From so far, from your experience, yeah.
Yeah.
I like their T-shirts I would buy.
You
can't grow it. You know? All right, that's good advice. I'm glad I got another opinion.
Alexa, stop.
And
to control the video device with your voice, you need to connect it first.
Yeah.
In the Alexa app, go to settings and then TV and video to get started.
T-shirts are one of those things that I've always automatically ordered bigger to be safe.
Because they might shrink.
And a lot of times you can, if they are a little big, you can shrink them. You know, you can dry the piss out of them if you want to. But I've always ordered T-shirts big because over the course of time, it seems like they slowly shrink. And no, it's not because you're slowly getting fatter. They do slowly shrink if they're 100% cotton. All right, I think I got rid of the scammer here.
I didn't know we had one.
Shayna. All right, Sharon, I have a Archangel Michael card for you. And it says, welcome abundance into your life. Prosperity is on its way to you. Have faith that Source will heal your financial challenges.
Thank you. Wow. I know I keep spending on my condo. I know.
Yeah, well.
One thing more I'd like to
tell you. It is an investment.
Is I've only used PayPal or Klarna, like Klarna on that, where you can make payments.
Uh-huh.
Or, yeah, or debit card. Did I already say that? Or
no.
Credit card. Because I can do a chargeback, or I, you know, can see my account. I am not using my bank account.
I mean, you can use that on Amazon either. You don't bank.
No,
nobody uses. I don't use a bank account for anything except legitimate, like, bills, like power bill or water bill. That's the only thing you use your bank account on.
My sister has called them, and she said they speak very good English, you know. Maybe.
I mean, they love you a long time.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Love you a long time.
All right, well, thank you very much for sharing.
Yeah,
we hope everything works out there in the workplace.
Yeah.
So at least there's no sinister
thank
thing.
You.
Deb saw nothing sinister. Right. All right. We can't wait to talk to you again. But we got a rock and roll. We know you held a long time to be the first caller. We appreciate your patience. Indeed, because she did.
Says, where's her shout out?
Well, she had to wait for the gap. International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland, the land of the Scots. There's a lot of Scots there. That's their land. Scotland. International shout out.
Yeah.
I have to wait for a natural break. I don't ignore you guys. Typically, I can't get you right away if we're in the middle of a reading, but sometimes there's a break and I can sneak it in, but sometimes there is not. I have to wait till the reading shall end. But I shall never forget Suzanne.
Land of the Scots.
And is that Jeanette? That is Jeanette.
Is
another international shout out to Jeanette, another neighbor to the north in Canada.
Yeah.
The Great White North. All right. It's good because, you know, for the longest time before the big change in the philosophy of beer drinking around here, that we were from Minnesota too. That was one of our favorite import Canadian beer. Molson was great. Molson beers, Molson Golden. We drank a lot of Molson up there. Even us kids that were kind of hurting for cash, we'd sometimes save up and get the good stuff. That was good stuff back then, Molson. Well, Molson is good. They have good products. Molson is a good beer company. It's giant in Canada. And they have good cheap beer, medium beer, and they have really high quality beer. So they have whatever your pocket dire, Molson has a beer for you. And I have no affiliation with them. I just always have loved Molson.
I do have to say, the nicest people live in Canada, I swear. You know, they're so friendly. When you come from a big place where they're not, it's very refreshing to have people actually say, hey, good morning to you, you know.
Indeed it was, yes. And so I got that little beer thing from my young childhood days when we were underage, but we were still getting beer. We would get Molson. We'd splurge for Molson. Golden, that was our favorite back then.
In a little bit. Maybe you ought to show your...
No, Virgil's not here.
Well, he may not come.
We will wait. The show is only not even halfway over there, Miss Deborah.
Whatever you say.
Good golly, Miss Molly. All right? Yeah, you know, I'm not your little, what do you call it, a marionette? Is that the ones with the strings?
Yeah.
Because real puppets are the ones with the hands, right? So they call them puppets, but they're really not. Like the master of puppets. I mean, I don't know. It's weird. They still call them puppets sometimes, like the Metallic song, Master of Puppets, pulling your strings. Oh, speaking of which, Deb, if you ever see the movie, it's stupid but funny as hell, and you would like it because it's dirty. Team America.
Yeah.
And it's all marionette little puppet things, and it's comedy, and it's funny as hell. And they swear a lot and stuff, but it's Team America, something like that, something International Police or something. It's a funny-ass movie. It's not, you could put it to the old movie category to folks nowadays. So,
Suzanne, we love you.
Long time.
So we put up with all of you.
Put up with
yeah,
they put up with us. There's no putting up here. They're
yeah,
the ones that
really
are putting up.
Do. And do you know the beer that Rachel's drinking this morning?
No, I don't, but there's probably not a lot of beers that are on the other side of the globe that make their way over here very much. So
he spoke of the devil and he has arrived.
Virgil! International shout out to Virgil in the UK. And Virgil, if your eyes will gaze upon the object that is in front of my computer on your display screen. That is a badass mug.
You should show it.
Well, I was going to see if he saw it. First of all, there, Dumas.
He's got a lot of clutter there.
It's not a lot of clutter. It's very clear.
He's taking it to work, Virgil.
Oh, yeah. This is,
he wants to make everybody jealous up there.
Well, I'm not jealous. It's just cool. It would be better at work, right? Because I don't really hurt. Deb, when's the last? I don't even remember the last time I drank coffee in this house.
I don't know how you live without it.
I drink like a minimum of 2 cups a day in the morning at work, and this is what's funny. What's funny is it's a Vikings cup, and when you see it, it is a Viking. We're talking Vikings, the barbarian Vikings. Now, what I have at work, being from Minnesota, is I have all sorts of Minnesota Vikings NFL football team paraphernalia all over the place. And I have a lot of Vikings, those kind of Vikings cup, which is NFL football. It's purple and all that stuff.
Oh, you'll use it at work.
But this is a real Vikings cup, so I can say, hey, guys.
Are you supposed to put grog in it or what?
Well, I mean, they probably were drinking ale, I would assume.
Mead?
And mead. Probably, I don't even know what the Vikings. I would think back then. They were drinking some form of beer, probably ales and meads and stuff like that based on, you know, what they were doing. I mean, plus, not counting the distillery stuff. I think your average Viking guy was, I don't know, probably I'd not really paid much to their drinking history. I'm not using it. I am not using it here now, but I shall be using it. It's going to work tomorrow.
I said to him, why don't you drink out of it tonight? He doesn't want to ruin how pristine.
Well, then I got to clean it before I take it to work. It's a pain in the ass. That's the thing. And it's made with fine stainless steel, too. I see that. Stainless, that's pretty badass stuff, stainless steel.
Well, it was very nicely presented, too.
It is. It's got all the rune, like the Viking writings, like the rune, like the old rune stone they talked about that they found in Minnesota, or did they? What is it? Type of thing. And then the Viking hammer. They are barbarians. They do rape, pillage, and kill. That is their thing. They aren't saints.
Looks like it went to hell and back, but everything was intact. It was very nice.
Oh, yeah. The box, that was the flimsiest box I've ever seen on this planet.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it was intact, but it was like, holy crap. I could just push on it. But you know what? This bitch is not fragile either, so. You could kill somebody with it, and it's not going to break.
So he really liked
it. Yeah, you could. I don't think you could break that. That's probably why they were like, you can't break it. It had big bubble wrap stuff in there, so it wasn't totally unprotected, but yeah.
You're a classy dude.
It's pretty badass. That is pretty badass. That shall be at my desk. That'll replace my current coffee cup.
Which one is that?
It'll come back here because it's a really big bastard, too. It's a Minnesota coffee cup. Has like Minnesota and moose and stuff on it. It's a cool coffee cup too, but this will be better. All right, folks. Well, here's the deal. No, that's not a scammer.
No, we have a new person.
All right, and I just typed in.
I put
the thing in. We welcome you, new folk. This is a call-in show. I just typed in how to call in, and I'll reiterate again. That the calls taper off, we will turn to Facebook, folks, and we'll talk about that when that time comes up. If it does, let's go to the phones, Deb.
Go to the phones.
We're going to area code 856, which is New Jersey. I need 856.
Oh, I bet this is Rosemary.
And a couple of people kind of cracked me both.
Hello, 856.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
There she is. Hey, we're doing good. How you doing?
Yeah.
A little bit better.
Oh, you've been better?
Yeah.
She's a little better.
Okay.
Remember, she was deathly sick not long ago. Was that in December? Well, that was a long time ago. Maybe it wasn't that long ago.
So has anything changed for you?
I'm sorry?
Has anything changed for you?
What sense? Job-wise, relationship-wise, no.
Well, anyway, hey, you called us there, Tootsie Pop. What do you want to talk about?
Nothing changed.
All right,
nothing
coming
nice
in. Talking to you. Oh, no.
So, my brother's doing the same chaos, all the chaos, so I'm not sure where that's going or where my life is going or what's next coming in. I know I've been getting messages today left and right, so I don't know if a message said, I'm dying without you, and And what, I forget what the other one was now. So I don't know where that came from.
Oh, you don't know these people?
The messages I got. One, I said, what do you mean by that? And I called his name, so I kind of, when that happened, I guess that's out of the blue. So I told him what do you want me to do.
Okay, now bear in mind, everybody, there are ways to really tell if you are dealing with an authentic person or if you're dealing with a scammer. One of them is go to their profile and scan down. If they don't have much for, if everything is pretty recent, let's go that way, and there's not much of it, scammer. Other things is if their English is bad. I hear myself.
That's her. She's probably got speakers. It is what it is, Deb. Let it go.
Dr. Phil did a show on scams at some time recently, and he spoke to somebody that was in the, where are all these scammers coming from? Nigeria.
Typically countries where they don't really care about prosecuting such people. They have other things to worry about.
And one of the things that the scammer told Dr. Phil, and I know a lot of you don't like them, but this information was good. The guy said, if you'll accept a message that has misspellings and bad grammar or bad grammar, they know that they're going to be able to get you. Because intelligent people don't use such bad.
Or observing, because sometimes it's not necessarily intelligence. Sometimes you don't pay attention to some of the grammar and you just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times if you text a lot of people, a lot of your friends don't bother with grammar and all that stuff. So it's almost like it's a friend because they just, some of your friends, I've seen some friends text. I'm like, who is this person? Are they from, they're not even from this planet. It's like they get lazy when they text. They don't want to type anything normal in. Or emails even. Go ahead.
So just check out everything that they've got on their profile. And watch if they jump right away to saying, I've never met anybody like you. Or those eyes you have, all this BS, hammer. You know, people don't normally act like that right away. Yeah. So anyway, for you, hon, let's get to it. Amongst some of them, I think you're going to find some really nice friends, but just be very discerning about who you talk to. And of course, kick them to the curb if they ask you for any kind of money. Out of here. Get rid of them. I feel you're going to be working, and it looks like it could be a very good job. Plus, I feel that house is going to sell. Now, if your brother were to keep it, doesn't he have to buy you out?
Yep.
You know, yeah. So, all in all, your cards are looking pretty good. Like, you're steadily getting on your feet more and more. Okay, and that's good. But, yeah, you have a guy here. I'm wondering, I'm feeling very strongly he's the guy in Italy. And he really misses you now. He really loves you. See what happens when you're not around?
And not calling them.
Yep. Sometimes I think they take a female for granted.
So use it.
Huh? Oh, he's using it now.
No, I can use it since I drank my drink.
Yeah. And where was I? Oh.
Valhalla.
Oh. They will miss you by not having you around. And that's when I feel that your feelings are recognized by them. So I think this guy is sincere. I really do. So, have you seen an attorney regarding your life?
Tomorrow morning I have one that I'm supposed to have a meeting with over the phone, like that legal thing, services, whatever. I don't know how I got that number, so hopefully they're strong enough to take over and do what I want to do at the house here, because it's a shame if we get rid of it. We're making money off of it with the apartments on it. So my brother's a jackass not giving me half of everything. So
can I talk to you about something called the quitclaim deed? It's where he would have to sign over his report or lose your, I mean, it's kind of a legal thing. You will know what their opinion is. So I think it's going to look good. Make sure you tell them everything. You know, whoever you speak to, tell them everything. But, Jim, what have you got?
What have I got? I'll tell you what I don't have. I don't have herpes. I don't have an STD. I don't have a pot.
All right.
Oh, no. All right. I got it. Hang on here. I have an Archangel Michael sort of light oracle card. And he says the way forward is open. You're not trapped. Possibilities and opportunities abound. I will guide you to personal and spiritual freedom.
There you go. I like it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Rosemary.
Yeah. Hang in there.
I will.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah, we appreciate you. You also held for almost a full hour. We appreciate that. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks.
Yeah. All righty, and the best of luck to you. We shall move on. We shall move. Area code 917. That is, now real quick, I'm going to put them back on mute just for a second. I just want to let everybody know we got some new folks, and you want to call in as soon as possible. We do multiple shows a week. If you're a Facebooker and you can call in, you should follow, like the Psychic Love Doctor, whatever the hell you do on Facebook, so you get notified when we go live. And you call in early. We have a queue. It's got a great hold system. You can hear the show while you wait, or you hear music. You can even call in 15 minutes early to get in line. But call in right away. The sooner the better. The better your chances of getting, because we take them in the order they come in. So there you go. You get that going for you. All right. Sorry, 917. We're going back to 917 in New York. Welcome. Thank you.
Hi. Glad
Amen.
To have you on the show. And whoever
you are. Well, hi. Thank you. Calling back.
Hi. And this is?
Not Kit Kat.
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was.
Yes.
How are you doing, hon?
Well, I'm okay. I'm hanging in. I have some good news I didn't get to tell you. I kept missing the show, I'm sorry, but I did have a lovely visit with Grace a couple weeks ago, and then, and she was, oh my God, she was tremendous. I don't know how she managed. She's really a trooper, they had to deliver the baby on, Thursday. The 29th,
oh.
She had a C-section, so it's she's a leap year baby. And I went to see him and visit them on Saturday in the hospital. They live far away, but thank God somehow the doctor and the hospital is right in my neighborhood, so it was wonderful. And I saw them and the baby. I never saw, not that I've seen tons of babies, but so beautiful and perfect, at least at this stage. It was really sweet.
Oh, that is precious. And she had to have it? Did they do a C-section?
Yeah, well, you know, it was a breech baby. And she's small. She's only like 5'10". And she really blew up, and she's tremendous for her size. But still, the baby was running out of room.
When they're ready, they got to come out eventually.
Yeah, so they couldn't get him to move to be in the right position, and then he was having trouble just, you know, being there anyway because she's so small, I guess. So that's how I understood it. So that's when the doctor said, okay, enough. We're going to take him out.
Oh, that's great. I'm so happy that her birth went, very uneventful in a sense. Because a breech baby, that can... They have to, my dad worked with animals, and he would have to put on one of those great big long gloves and go in there and spin that cat around, So what kind of question do you have for us, Kit Kat?
I don't have news on that interview or anything. I just wonder, what do you see coming up for me?
All right, we can do that.
I have a birthday at the end of the month, and I hear it's a big month, energy-wise and whatever.
Hmm.
All right, we're going to take a look and see.
Yeah, is there any March. I'm trying to think, what is March? We have St. Patrick's Day.
Well, for us, yeah, and it's
so St. Patrick,
like a lamb.
St. Patrick, you know, I guess he's a saint. Where everybody gets snot-slinging drunk and falls under tables and creates babies. So I'm not sure about that whole saint thing, you know. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people go to jail, and it's crazy times. I wonder.
Yeah.
And you got Easter at the end of the month.
And then you have Easter at the end of the month. Yes, indeed. Uh-oh, they've got a card down. Well, it's not down.
It's
just
right around my birthday time, Easter weekend.
Is it?
Yeah, the 29th. Good Friday.
I see some papers coming to you, around you, coming to you. And make sure that you're in agreement with them, because I have a feeling this could be the assessment that you're waiting for. I don't know. I'm starting to feel like it's going to burn your cookies a little bit. And remember, a lot of people that have called in on the show over the years, they've had to appeal. And often it ends up going all the way to their congressperson. So otherwise, it looks like a pretty good month. Be careful around where you live, except I just noticed this. Do not take stairs in a hurry. Make sure you look. I think there's going to be some, if you have stairs, like in your building just walking, I'm seeing some object, like a little object on the floor that could cause you to trip and fall. And it could be a pretty bad fall.
I mean, those are like one of the most common non-motorized vehicle accidents is trip and falling. Trips and falls, yep. Because you know why?
Yeah, I've had my share of those already, so I try to be careful going forward.
Yeah.
Yep.
So all in all, though, it looks pretty good, and I'm hoping that your assessment goes the way that you would like it to. I hate when we have to deal with the government, you know, these people.
I don't know
how they sleep at night.
Yeah, and a lot of times... Some of them aren't, depends on the organization. Some of them are just a messenger, and we want to shoot them.
Well,
but a lot of them, you know, they're like, you know, we don't make the policies. I am just here to talk to you. Some of them.
So much fraud out there dealing with Medicare and other, you know, insurance type of deals that they ruin it for everybody. So what do you got there, Jim?
You want me to go that and what I don't have? No, just kidding. All right. What I have for Kit Kat is Archangel Michael has a card that says, embrace your life purpose. I am guiding you toward your divine life purpose. Whatever makes your heart joyful is what you're meant to be doing.
Aww. Wow, that's sweet.
So you have to think about that. Well, she already knows, you know, sometimes.
I'm not sure anymore.
Yeah, well, you're right, exactly. Sometimes you might have to think about that.
It gave up a long time ago, so I don't know now.
Sure, right. All right, well, thank you so much for calling, and you held for a good amount of time. We appreciate that. We always enjoy your calls. We have for years and years and years. We hope to continue to do so for many years to come.
Yes, well, thank you much.
Yep, always wonderful to hear from you. Take care now.
Thank you.
Take care. We shall talk again.
Thank you.
Keep on in. Sure. All right, here we go. All the way to go, Ohio. Go back to Ohio. 234.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, it's Ruth. I wanted to thank you guys. Thank you so much for letting me call in. I saw you guys on, and it's my first time tuning in, so I'm absolutely excited, and thank you for letting me have the screening. I appreciate it so much.
We're happy to hear.
I have the hearing of a 900-year-old man. What was your first name again? I'm sorry.
It's Ruth.
Ruth. Well, thank you.
R-E-T-H, Ruth.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes.
My
one syllable. I like one syllable name.
I'm so sorry. Thank you. I think that's my grandmother. So the reason why I asked you for a reading, I'm kind of having a hard time lately. So at the beginning, right before the start of the year, I lost my brother. He passed away on December 18th, and I've actually had a lot of family that's passed. I've lost both my parents now, a sister, a daughter, and now my brother. And I just wanted to know if maybe if you sensed anyone around me, and if he's okay and with my family. And I just went through a toxic breakup lately. And, I was with him for 5 years, and I mean, I stayed longer than I probably should have, and because I thought that he really, cared about me and loved me, and obviously he didn't. So, I mean, it's just, and I just want to know, what you see for me is like, things are gonna get better, like something. Like, I mean, I'm just having a really tough time lately. So, yeah.
Well, we feel for you on your losses.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. And
thank
December,
you.
That is right for, that'll piss all over the holidays right before Christmas. Yep, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah,
it was
absolutely.
Very unexpected also. He was only 59. I mean, it was just, it was very, very unexected. So,
yeah.
I mean, and
that's
right
worse.
After I lost him, I went through this breakup. So it's just, this year has been crazy already. So any encouraging news would be great.
So she would like things to get out of the ditch, basically. It's been like a series of, what do they say? What's the understatement? It was like a movie. A series of unfortunate events, we'll say, which is a big understatement. So a lot of times I like to say, but it's easier said than done, me being on the outside, is usually when you hit the low point, you got only one way to go is up. So hopefully that's coming soon. And the cards are down.
Well, here's what I have for you. I know that you try to put on a very strong face from day to day. You go out, get out in the world.
Yeah.
You've got a smile. You act very slow. But underneath all of that, you are dealing with a huge amount of grief. Lots of grief.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
It's important to let yourself express that. To yourself, it's going to come in waves. My late husband was the same age as your brother when he passed away. And in fact, he's only 59 for a week when he passed away. And I just want you to know that the grief never goes away, but it gets worse. You're also grieving the breakup of a relationship that was very meaningful for you. I mean, you really put your heart and soul into that relationship. There's no doubt about it. And, I think this ex-partner would like to give you a call every once in a while and come by you like on a booty call. I hope you won't let
him. Yeah, absolutely. It's so funny that you say that. You were so on point with that because yesterday, as a matter of fact, we were texting, and he told pretty much, in layman's terms, what he said was, you were a good piece of ass. That's pretty much what he said to me. And I'm like 5 years of my life, 5 years, and I stayed with him through so much crap that I should have left him. And I stayed because I honestly thought that, he really did love me down deep, and he didn't. I mean, and it stung. It still stings, but I mean, I'd rather be alone, than be with somebody who doesn't love me.
Yeah. Well, if you were all in and you were genuine and you gave this man the best part of yourself.
Well, you have no regrets.
Absolutely.
The hook for that.
Yeah, you.
It simply shows how capable of truly loving you are. You did not waste yourself.
No, and a lot of women do that with guys because women want to believe in the good in men.
Well, they want, we
in
believe
the good in men.
Love is
that's what
strength.
I say. Well, and you want to believe that inside this guy that you originally met. that person is still there, you know. But
I will tell you, karma will come to call. And she is a bitter biatch when she comes to call. And he will answer that door. Yep. So for you, let yourself heal. I mean, it's going to be a while. There's another man for you coming in your life. But don't rush. You know, he's not like a life preserver floating by in the ocean. Let it develop in its own way and time.
Resist the temptation to grab on.
Yeah, there is.
Because that's where humans, that's what we will do when we're in time of need.
But I got to tell you, you've got some really strong cards here. You are a really good person, Ruby. And you have great blessings that are coming for you in the future. You just hang in there. And when you feel like you need to purge some grief, you know, I'll tell you, if you can get on, I think it's Netflix. What is his name? That great comedian that stands up for animals. There's a wonderful
I know nothing
series
of that.
Called Aftermath, Afterlife, Afterlife. That helped me so much because I could remember the guy's name.
I know nothing.
Ricky Gervais, there it is.
Jesus.
Try to
okay.
Oh, Jeanette, sort of right when you said
will.
It.
He lost his wife.
Jeanette typed it exactly as you said it.
This is the story of his journey of how to get life. And he even thought of himself. So I suggest that you look for it. It is called Afterlife. Right.
I definitely will.
Okay, now
I definitely will.
All right, hold on.
Yes, indeed. Hold on.
Okay.
I have a angel card for you from Archangel Michael. Subject is all is in perfect timing. This is it. It's time to take action now. I will be here to help you every step of the way, and that's what Michael is telling you.
And he's a badass. You want him on here.
That's what he does. What he does.
Yeah. So, and you come back anytime you want to our show, okay?
I will. Thank you guys so much. I really needed to hear those words. So thank you. I appreciate you guys so much. And again, yeah, I mean, you guys definitely got a fan. I'm going to follow you, so I'll be back definitely.
Absolutely, yeah. We have.
Yes, thank you, honey.
We do multiple shows during the week, and you're welcome to join us each and every time. We welcome that.
Yeah. Thank you. Take care. Okay,
right.
Well, I'll tell you, that is an extraordinary woman there. She's not only got strength, she's got, and I really like her. I like her vibe, and I think some of you did too.
Yeah, you know, and as she mentioned, you know, it's funny as you still hear people with the old school names.
Oh, yeah.
Ruth, I knew somebody, God, what was the one? Boy, the memories, some of the women of the past who had old-fashioned names, too.
Yeah,
I knew, I've had some young girlfriends back in the day, and they had names of not young people because they were named after, like, grandmothers and stuff. That's very common.
Wasn't Ruth big in the Bible? I'm not really up on my Bible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a Bible committed to memory, so I don't know.
No, we got somebody else here.
You do indeed. Let's get to it.
All right.
We're going to area code 312. That is in Illinois. 312. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Glad to have you with us.
I'm so glad I made it in.
Yes. Hello.
It's
Hi.
Miss Illinois, Deb.
It is.
Yes. Well, you guys asked me to call back. I've told you about this interview that I had, and you told me to call back, so I'm calling back. Yeah,
yes.
To get an update. So it went, I thought it went, you know, very well. It was a Zoom, like you said it would be. And so I think there'll be another one, maybe more direct or a panel. I'm not sure what's next, and I guess that's where I'm looking for your wonderful expertise and guidance.
All right, well, let's take a look.
Oh, excuse me. Well...
All right, here
choking on my Diet Pepsi, yes indeed. Hard.
Careful.
Well, I'm a dumbass. I opened it up and it started bubbling, and guess what I did? I breathed them into my lungs.
No, Jameson.
My lungs are very pissed off right now. They're not
happy
with carbonated beverage. I still cough and cough like I'm dying, but I am not. Yeah, too late now. But okay, I feel better.
I've got a question to ask you. Are you thinking about moving, relocating?
Yes.
I mean, you are. Well, I'll tell you, I think it's going to come through for you. I think it's going to be great for you. It's time for new energy, new surroundings, better environment all the way around. So, right at the top of your reading. So, yes. Okay. Well, I think that you are definitely still in the running here. Now, did you interview with a woman or a man?
Female, correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Woman.
Is it going to be the same person?
I don't think so, but maybe. I don't think so, though.
Well, if it isn't her, there's a guy here who is looking for something particular, and And my feeling is it has to do with being able to, let me get the word right, to conserve like resources. To be able to it's like wastefulness. It's like he wants to hear some bells ring about somebody that they really, they're like looking to become a company woman, and that you think it's important that people who are getting employed today need to take good care of their jobs. All right. I'm not getting a clear sense of what it is you actually do, but I feel that you can talk his language. And if it isn't, if it's a lady, she's going to bring back to him comments from you. So he is really, his butt is hanging out to build this job.
Just like a plumber.
You're very pretty. Okay.
So try to find out, you know, in the meeting, are they wanting to talk more about dollars and cents? Are they looking for efficiency? Look for the keywords and then capitalize on that. All right. And go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say will do.
Now, Jim's got a Archangel Michael card.
I have an Archangel Michael sort of light oracle card for you. Subject is, someone new is coming. An important new relationship is on the horizon.
I saw it in
the open your mind and heart so that happiness can enter your life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty delicious.
I saw that in your reading, but... Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Women are adorable when they do that.
The weather girls.
Yeah, weather girls.
I need that laugh. Oh, God.
Laughing does the body good.
Yeah.
Sometimes it makes you woman pee, but laughing does the body good.
You're crazy, Jimbo.
Take care. I can't wait to hear that we're celebrating your new job.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. I definitely will keep you guys apprised of my next steps and what's going on. Thank you.
Okay.
That's great. Thank you for calling, and you know where to find us. We do not hide.
All right.
That is the end of our call list, Deb.
Okay. I just would like to say a couple words before we close off blog.
Do it. Wait, where's the scammer?
What happened what day was it, Friday? We did the show, What happened Friday, for anybody out there that has been a long-term sufferer of anxiety and panic, that's what happened with me. I have a lot going on in my family now that is very intense and difficult to deal with. And of course, callers. And of course, dealing with regular everyday life, and all of a sudden I crumbled. I just crumbled. And I've heard from Lisa. She had a beautiful message. I bet she'd have if she could have.
Well, and you should probably reach out back to her.
And I'm going to. The thing is, I had to, the way that I make myself well when an anxiety attack is really strong, I don't let it get to the panic stage. That's when it gets a little more difficult to heal yourself, because panic feels like your heart is moving out and you are struggling to breathe. And sometimes you have to go down to the emergency department just so they can check you out to help you to get over that feeling.
Because
what I do,
because it could resemble a heart attack.
Sure.
That's the concern.
It
might be one. You don't know.
I get in a nice quiet room, keep the lights low, put something to me on the television.
On the telly.
I get the telly, yeah. And I just let peace and quiet take me back to normal. And that's what it took. So, yeah, anyway, I just wanted to mention to everybody, thanks for bearing with us. It was intense. It really was. But I felt it was important to go back the next night. And then when I realized I still wasn't over it, that's why we took Sunday and Monday. Virgil, you're exactly correct. And I hope that next time we hear from her. Yeah, Rachel, exactly. Next time we hear from her, I would like to think she's doing better. So thank you all for being here. Boy, I'll tell you, Virgil, you really lit up his day with this, you know, I don't know what you call it. It's not a stein. What do you call that, Jim?
I'd call it a mug.
A mug?
Because when you call it a stein, now you're going to a certain part of Europe.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
Germany, or even back when they didn't have a name, you know, before, there, a lot of Germanic tribes are running around. This is definitely Viking. I mean, it's got like the writing, the runes writings and stuff on there. So it's very period.
Like
it's very period how they would construct such a glass. And then, of course, they have an axe because they are barbarians and they will just murder and pillage. You know, that's what they did. And, you know, it is what it is. They are who they are. We cannot judge people that lived back in those days. We should not do that.
Yes, and remember, y'all, if you are a sufferer of anxiety/panic, you got to cut out caffeine. No caffeine. Drinking only makes it more intense. It won't help. Drinking alcohol. Not getting enough sleep can trigger these anxiety attacks. And watch out using drugs, you know. Because that's the one thing, all of the, like mental health care I've gotten over the years for this, not a single one wanted to put me on medication. And I thank God, because I've learned how to cope, how to heal myself. There's really good self-help books out there. And one of the best methods that I've ever used is called Paradox, I think it is. Where you're having an attack, you're right in the middle of it, and you think to yourself, okay, let's go all the way, bring that attack, let's have it all, get me on the floor just shaking, gasping for breath, and it won't, it'll switch around on you. So anyway, that's what that one's called.
That's all she got to say about that.
Yes, it is.
Little Forrest Gump for you.
Who?
Forrest Gump. That's all I got to say about that.
So, all right. Well, I guess we have to leave you now.
Let's just get our blog talkers first. We're not doing it by the first yet. Let's do this a little bit later. We could do it all at once, but that's not fun. I'd have to get up over there. Blah, 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 blah.
Take care, everybody. We will see you soon.
We will return. I shall return, like MacArthur said.
Yeah. Oh, and something.